This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Dustin from Bellevue is. Dustin, are you there?
I am here.
Were you by chance listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to hear that cheat sheet?
I was not.
That's okay. Integrity is still alive at Beat Migs.
Well, I am Taryn, your host, and Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Dustin has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
What is Bugs Bunny's catchphrase?
Beep, beep.
Nope.
Ah.
Which U.S. state is known as the Sunshine State?
Arizona.
No.
Florida.
Yes. Shishito and Anaheim are types of what?
Mushrooms.
No.
Or peppers.
Yes. Fish and chips originated in what southern European country?
Pass.
How many organ systems are in the human body?
4.
No.
5.
No.
7.
No. What is the name of the cowgirl first introduced in Toy Story 2?
Jesse.
Yes. Who developed the theory of evolution by natural selection?
Darwin.
Correct. In what decade did Disney World open?
50s.
No.
40s.
No.
30s.
No. Who won the NCAA men's basketball tournament in 2024?
Connecticut.
Yes. Scar Tissue is the memoir by what rock star?
Ozzy Osbourne.
No. But you know what, Dustin? You got 5 correct. You split it right down the middle.
All right. All right.
And here comes your fierce competitor.
There he is.
Here I am.
Coming off of an embarrassing loss earlier this morning.
The Tornado, as we call him.
Thank you, Steve. The Tornado Migs is here.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What is Bugs Bunny's catchphrase?
What's up, Doc?
That's correct. Which U.S. state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Correct. Shishito and Anaheim are types of what?
States in California, or cities in California?
No.
Those are peppers.
Yes. Fish and chips originated in what southern European country?
England?
No.
London? No, wait. No, that's it. Scotland?
No.
France?
No. How many organ systems are in the human body?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
8.
No.
Damn it.
What is the name of the cowgirl first introduced in Toy Story 2?
Debbie.
No.
Cindy.
No.
Wow.
Donna.
No. Who developed the theory of evolution by natural selection?
Newton.
No.
Oh. Darwin.
Yes.
Duh.
In what decade did Disney World open?
What decade? 40s?
No.
30s?
No.
50s?
No.
Damn
Who won
it.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament in 2024?
UConn.
Yes. Scar Tissue is the memoir by what rock star?
Anthony Kiedis.
Correct. Steve, you got 6 correct.
That was a little bit of a roller coaster of stupidity and smarts.
But you still won, 6-5.
Let's go.
Dustin, sorry. Next time, brother.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
Take care. Not even tornadoes.
Not even hail.
Not even.
It's definitely not thunderstorms.
The cheat sheet would have helped both of you out. Fish and chips originated in Portugal.
Portugal?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
The organ systems in the human body, there are 11 of them. And then Dustin did know that Jessie is the name of the cowgirl in Toy Story 2. And Disney World opened in the 70s.
Yeah, 70s. You were thinking Disneyland.
Oh.
Disney World opened later.
When did Disneyland open?
50s. 1951.
Okay.
Okay, Rain Man.
Yeah.
Definitely 1951.
We are looking to find the saddest rock song in all of music history. And it's 16 that we started with.
Yes, we did.
And you helped out, Rockaholics. You stepped up and you selected the saddest songs. And now we need your help voting. So call now, 206-803-ROCK, and help weigh in. Plus, we're also going to find out who won yesterday's very sad matchup between Blink-182 versus Gary Jules. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, as we will do bracket sadness after Whitesnake.
The Daily Mix Show. What is the saddest song in rock music history? A real tearjerker. A sappy sniveler. Let's find out. The Daily Mix Show presents Bracket Sadness.
We are on a quest to find the saddest song in rock music of all time. We started with 16 songs as decided on by you, Rockaholics, and we're putting them head-to-head, and ultimately we will determine the saddest song ever.
Yesterday felt weird doing it because it was sunny out, the weather's nice, the last thing you really want to do is hear sad music, but today the weather's a little bit more cloudy and foggy and overcast. It's the perfect kind of weather for it.
The ideal playlist. And yeah, you can vote on these songs at KISW.com. Yesterday, we put Blink-182's Adam song up against Mad World, the cover by Gary Jules, and the big winner on the day.
Now, I thought this was just going to be a straight-up blowout, but I got to say, I was impressed by Gary Jules' Mad World. Came back strong from some of the text that we got and some of the voting as well online at KSW.com. But the big winner, with 61% of the vote. Granted, Danny went to like every computer in the office to vote for this band.
Okay, see, we don't need to tell people that.
Full disclosure, man, we have to be transparent. Blink-182, Adam's song. I thought for sure that I thought that was going to get 90% of the vote.
Oh, for
sure.
To
be honest with you. I was pleasantly surprised that some people were equally as depressed by Gary Jules' Mad World.
Now, Migs, what is the bracket matchup that we are going after today?
Today's bracket is the classic rock bracket, which you can check out at KSW.com. I would also say that this one might be the parents' bracket as well, because both of these songs involve being a parent for different reasons. Are you ready for the first one?
Sure.
They're both challengers, but here you go.
Well, it came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is the bar of the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Song about being a bad dad, baby.
It's the first one that's almost getting me, Steve.
Oh, look at you. Your eyes are watering.
I missed you.
This is a heavy song.
So heavy.
I think anytime anyone listens to it, you just want to play with your kid. Cats in the Cradle, the song that reminds us that fatherhood is basically a countdown to regret. It's the soundtrack for every dad who thought they'd have all the time in the world to bond with his kid, only to realize that the only thing he successfully passed on was a crippling sense of guilt. But hey, at least the song's catchy, right?
It is. It's a vibe.
And also covered by one of my favorite covers was Ugly Kid Joe. Did you ever hear their version?
No, I didn't.
It's pretty close to the original, but this was the one I remember hearing on Headbangers Ball. A little more rocking, a little less sad.
And we are putting that song up against this lovely track.
Oh, God. Oh, come on. This one's going to make you cry.
It's horrible.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Look at Taryn's eyes. They're getting red and watery.
Oh, my gosh. It's so terrible.
I know the Pacific Northwest is getting thunderstorms, but so are your eyes right now.
This is
the worst.
It is. Tears in Heaven from Eric Clapton. We got so many people saying that this would absolutely have to be on it.
I feel like this is the number one. Like, it might end up being this versus Nutshell in the finals or semifinals.
Eric Clapton poured his heart and soul into this, channeling the unimaginable pain of losing his son. It's like the musical equivalent of a heavy, rainy afternoon where you just want to curl up and cry.
Like Tyron is right now.
But in the most poetic way possible. It's got that sweet Clapton guitar riff to remind you that even in heartbreak, there's always a little bit of beauty and maybe just a few more tears to shed.
So the backstory,
his son fell out of a window.
I fell out of a window, I think, at like five-ish.
I might have even been younger than that.
And what a, insane thing when you think about wrote this incredible song, which I would never want to play
if I was him.
Because it's such an awful reminder of something that happened in his life. And then becomes like one of his biggest hits.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You can make your vote heard at KISW.com where you can text CATS for Cats in the Cradle or text TEARS for Tears in Heaven, 206-803-ROCK. Alex from Marysville, which one are you voting for?
I'm going to have to go with Cats in the Cradle because I think it's more of a rock song, more rock.
Okay, I see where you're going.
If we're going with lyrics, then I would go with the Eric Clapton song. But if we're going just based off rock, I would say Cats in the Cradle for sure.
Yeah, Cats in the Cradle makes me want to tap my toe, whereas the other one does not.
Jeff from Puyallup, what is the song that gets your vote this morning?
I got to go with Eric Clapton. It involves a child dying. I mean, Cats in the Cradle, sure, it's sad. You got an ignored child. Got to lean towards Eric Clapton on this one.
Yeah, I feel like this might be one of those ones that's just going to go all the way.
It sure might.
Yep.
A severe thunderstorm is expected this afternoon. And if you have visited Cairo 7's website, you probably saw that they said this brings the potential for golf ball sized hail. Many people are already sharing their opinions on the potential of golf ball sized hail. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A severe thunderstorm is expected this afternoon, and if you've visited Cairo 7's website at all, you probably saw that they said this will bring the potential for golf ball-sized hail to the area.
Did you see the picture that they showed, like, in comparison to, like, actual hail? I was like, what? No way.
No, it can't be. Can it? Also damaging winds up to nearly 60 miles an hour. This is a Cairo 7 news report all about it.
Also, large hail, over 1 inch in diameter possible. We haven't had hail that large in western Washington since a report in Lewis County back in 2017.
Like, I'm sure you've had it as well, like hail just hitting and it's just like, man, these are like some big ass pellets, but nothing that's an inch or bigger. And the ones that they showed were definitely bigger than an inch.
Yeah, I'm not ready for that.
No.
Many people are already sharing their opinion on the potential for golf ball sized hail. So let's go straight to the comments.
And we figured we'd get these comments and who better to read them for us. Now you would think I would go like a golfer like Tiger Woods, but no. The greatest golfer of all time, Happy Gilmore.
Of course.
That's right. Robot Adam Sandler reading the comments for us today. Are you ready for the first comment about these golf ball sized hail?
Tee them high and let them fly, Migs.
Okay, here we go.
I'm going to be outside with all my clubs and have some fun. Ooh, thanks for the alert.
You know what? There's probably someone out there that's going to try and do that just for some kind of like TikTok video.
Of course. People love the talk.
Any chance to go viral, even if it means potentially getting hit in the head with a giant hailstorm.
Not worth it.
This is the right way to describe a hail.
Oh, shit. The world is coming to an end. Time to go buy some toilet paper.
Yes, that's a very good point. I actually did stock up on toilet paper yesterday.
Did you really?
No.
Oh, God.
When all else, if I stub my toe, I'm like, babe, get some toilet paper. Toilet paper fixes everything, right?
We might be here for a while.
If my roof gets damaged, I'm going to be pissed. I just had it installed a couple of months ago.
Well, who are you going to be pissed at?
I think your roof is probably fine.
Yeah, I would imagine so. But also, who are you going to yell at? Mother Nature? God. Yes, you can sue God. I believe there's some lawyers out there that would be willing to take the case.
I'm going to be pissed. Yeah, it's a bummer.
We have a metal roof, though. I love listening to hail on the metal roof. I'd be very curious to sound what golf ball size hail sounds like.
So what's it like when it rains with a metal roof?
I mean, sounds awesome.
Until you want to go to bed and it keeps you up.
Oh, no, it's like my little sound machine. It's so great.
Okay.
I call bullshit on this story. No way there's going to be hail the size of golf balls. I heard they're the size of bowling balls.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yes.
I love the comments, never disappoint. Doesn't matter what story it is, somebody's got something to say.
The internet is working hard all the time.
We have one more comment about this hailstorm that apparently the hail is going to be the size of a golf ball. Are you ready?
Yeah.
As read to us by robot Adam Sandler.
Hide your cars, hide your pets, hide your kids, hide your wife, but leave your mother-in-law outside.
I am not going to do that.
Brutal.
She's a lovely lady.
She is.
Yes.
Isn't she?
Absolutely love my mother-in-law. Might be one of the few people out there that do, but I do.
I want to know, tomorrow, we have to check in and see, did anyone actually get golf ball-sized hail?
Right.
Because they keep saying I-5 for the storm. It's going to be, the tornado could hit I-5. What part of I-5, It's a lot of I-5. So I want to hear reports tomorrow.
Because, I think the biggest I've ever seen of hail.
Okay.
Maybe slightly smaller than a marble.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've ever seen anything bigger than that.
Not even close.
Also, I'm Sataran. I also have a metal roof. I hate to see it with a bunch of divots in it, though.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
What if it leaves a dent on your roof? Are you going to be happy about that?
I'm going to be mad at God.
Yeah.
Take it up with him.
And what if you have a solar-powered roof? Now you got to really be freaking out. You probably spent a lot of money to get that thing.
I mean, do you have to cover it? How do you protect your soul? I have so many questions.
With a golf club, apparently. Did you not hear Happy Gilmore tell
yes.
us that?
Be safe out there, everyone. A celebrity that died a couple years ago is coming back to life, all thanks to AI. And apparently her husband is on board with this.
Weird.
We're going to tell you what's trending after Tom Petty.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that you're probably just waking up. You're getting some caffeine going, coursing through your veins, and you're scrolling on your phone and you're seeing there's a lot happening out there in the world of pop culture. So we're going to help narrow it down and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
A celebrity that passed away a couple of years ago is coming back to life. And it's all because of artificial intelligence. Shout out to the robots. And her husband is apparently on board with this. We're going to tell you the story in just a couple minutes. But first, 23andMe, have you ever done that?
I have not.
I have not either.
And now I'm not gonna.
No. The website crashed last night. Monday night, because customers were rushing to delete their DNA info. And this comes after learning that the company had filed for bankruptcy this week. And people are very concerned about their personal information and all that data. So this is the California Attorney General, Rob Bonta, talking about why he would delete the data off the website.
I'm the California Attorney General. I'm also a consumer. It's a decision that's best for me to delete today. The private sensitive data and information of 14 million consumers who have used 23andMe could get into the wrong hands.
Okay, well, thanks for telling us what we kind of already knew, but that's cool.
That'd be very stressful, though.
I've never done any of those, the ancestry ones. And it was never because of a fear of this.
Yeah.
But, man, this does suck for people who did, because you're not only just giving, your personal information. I mean, there's a lot of info that these ancestry-type websites have now on you.
It goes deep.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Suzanne Somers. Danny, I know you were a fan of Suzanne Somers because of Step by Step, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you and me both. And
I love that show.
Oh, such a good Step by Step.
Day by day.
Okay. Well, a couple of years ago, she sadly passed away, October of 2023. But her husband, Alan, I don't know if I would be on board for something like this, but her husband, Alan Hamill, has teamed up with the robotics company to make an AI robot, quote unquote, twin. It doesn't really look like her, but it mimics her voice and speech patterns using recordings and footage that they've had of her over the years. I mean, that's the one creepy thing about AI is that you just give it a voice and it can kind of figure it out from there, as we've seen with the dumb app that we use for when we do, straight to the comments. Well, anyways, they did a whole thing of a presentation where they talked to the robot version or the AI version of Suzanne Somers, and just hear how trippy this is.
Does the name Alan Hamill mean anything to you?
Of course I do. Alan Hamill is my husband of 55 wonderful years. He's my partner in everything, from life to love, and we've shared so many beautiful memories together.
What's your favorite memory that we shared?
Okay, that's Alan asking questions.
It's like making the hair on the back of my neck stand up.
Well, there are so many. One of my favorites appearances when Alan and I were filming a cooking segment together a long time ago. We had a little mishap with the blender. Let's just say it didn't go as planned, and we ended up wearing more of the smoothie than we actually made. We laughed so hard, and it became a running joke in our house.
Now, part of me is like, okay, this could maybe help with the grieving process, but also this is just so weird.
It's very weird. I don't know if I'd feel comfortable with that at all.
And is that based on like a story that he gave to the AI, to the robot? Or is this something that AI, just because, you know, how quick it is with searching the internet, found this moment in the past that brought both of them to laugh, or a past interview? That just seems so trippy to me.
It's definitely creeping me out a little bit.
Now, like I said, it doesn't look like her, but I'm sure over time it will. And it does get stranger because Alan, the husband, he said that this was Suzanne's idea, and he has a long-range plan to get permission to get an AI version of John Ritter done, so that way I guess they could do additional episodes of Three's Company. Here's the weird, well, one of the members is still alive, and we should maybe just keep our eye on her, because this is kind of creeping, which is Joyce DeWitt. She's still alive. She's 75 years old. I wonder how she feels about all this.
That is really wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that just, why do we have to do this?
We don't.
We don't have to do this.
We absolutely don't.
There are already some big concerns being raised over the waters that are set to host the rowing events that will take place during the 2032 Brisbane Olympics. The experts are saying that this area is already infested with crocodiles.
Well, that adds just a whole new level of competition.
I kind of want to watch it now.
Right?
This is a crocodile expert by the name of John Lever talking about this issue.
Yeah, there are crocs there. There's no doubt about it. And there's been a few removed in the last few years. I caught my first croc in the Fitzroy in 1982, just shortly after we started here. So something needs to be done about ensuring that people can still recreate in that area.
I like how casual he is about catching a crocodile. I caught one a couple of years ago, not a big deal.
I don't want to have anything to do with crocodiles ever. I mean, no. Even just seeing them, you know, at the zoo or something like that, they freak me out so bad. It's like, they're dinosaurs.
Did I ever tell you the time that one of the dumbest bets and wagers I ever have done in my entire life involved, like, the, so in Florida, they're just everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. The little alligators or crocodiles, I can't remember whichever one it is, but they're like, just think, like, people in their backyards will just see them kind of walk by. And it's just like, I remember staying at my buddy's house for go see WrestleMania in Miami or somewhere in Florida, Orlando. And we made a wager about, like, who would get the most right in the, you know, like, who's going to win the matches. So we had a giant wager, and the wager was whoever came in last place of the four of us that night, when we get back, he's going to have to jump into his little, like, a little pond that's, like, right outside his backyard. And there's no guarantee that there's gators in there. So, mind you, I'm freaking out because I'm about to lose this. Like, as the wrestling is going on, I'm like, oh, man, I'm losing this one. And then I'll never forget, Naomi won her match. And I was never happier because that was, like, the big wild card. Like, nobody else picked her. And by picking her, I moved out of last place. I started playing her theme song on the car ride home. I was so happy. My buddy Glenn had to go jump into the water.
Oh,
and
my God.
I'll be honest. I'm like, guys, I know that we're still doing this, and I'm glad it's not me, but is this really the smart thing to do? There's a very good chance there's a gator inside of there.
Yikes.
And sure as that's, my drunk friend Glenn took off all of his clothes, jumped in the water, jumped right back out as quickly as possible. Thankfully, nothing happened to him. But I was like, what are we doing?
There is no chance. No Just chance.
Pure stupidity. Also stupid. Digital coupons, and they're going trending. They're going viral right now because, well, in San Diego, they are the first city to ban digital-only coupons at grocery stores, which I think is kind of strange. But here's a council member and also another person talking, and some woman that also goes shopping in San Diego, talking about why they want to ban these digital-only coupons.
These are not savings. They're schemes.
I was just buying toilet paper the other day, and it was a $5 discount if you had the digital coupon. Now, to get that coupon, I had to first download an app for Vons. Then I had to sign up for an account. Mm-hmm. Then I had to scan the proper code to get the digital coupon. And once I was at the cash register, she had to manipulate my phone to figure out where the barcode was. This is ridiculous.
Oh, the inconvenience. Oh, or just pay the regular price. If you don't have the coupon, you know. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, my mom had to open up the newspaper, page through the newspaper, find the coupon section, get the scissors, cut the coupon, put it in her purse, and remember to, you know, I mean, like, there's steps.
Oh, yeah. Now, I use the QFC app on my phone, and it, like, when I do my online orders and things like that, you can just automatically apply the coupons right there. It's very easy to do. I love it.
So you're a coupon person?
I am, absolutely.
Danny, are you a coupon person?
I'm not. My girlfriend is. And it's one of those with the, I think it's, the app is great because you can walk around and you just scan it when you're there. And it's like, oh, I didn't even know this had a coupon. And you just do it real quick.
Right. We don't need our purse anymore full of coupons.
Exactly.
Like my mom.
It's pretty amazing.
A knapsack.
It seems so strange. I remember my mom was so like, she had coupons that were so like expired.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my wife and I were like, we're going to the city. We're going to go to like Macy's. She's like, hold on, I got a coupon for you. And she like searched through her purse. 20 minutes later, she finds the coupon, gives it to us. And as we're on the subway going to New York, I'm looking at the coupon. I'm like, this expired 7 years ago.
Did you try using it?
No. But of course, I told my mom we used it and it worked out just great because I didn't want to make her feel bad.
Thanks, Mom.
But she's also the person who has like 5-year-old expired ketchup in her refrigerator. So I'm not surprised.
How would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs? He has a record of 93 wins, 41 losses, and 23 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 850.
The Daily Miggs Show.